I'm Ken Myers, and this is a Mars Hill Conversation, Life Work on the Christian Idea of Calling. In the next hour or so, I'll talk with Oz Guinness about his 1998 book, The Call, and with Paul Marshall, author of a book on the history of vocation called A Kind of Life Imposed on Man. The phrase Protestant work ethic, or Puritan work ethic, is probably the best-known cultural contribution of sociologist Max Weber, who lived from 1864 to 1920. In his oft-cited The Protestant Ethic and the Spirit of Capitalism, Weber observed that Protestantism was a decisive factor in the rise of modern economics. At the core of Weber's argument was his interpretation of the Protestant view of the individual and individual responsibility, of pleasure and work, and of duty and accountability to God. Paul Marshall, a professor of political theory at the Institute for Christian Studies in Toronto, notes that for Weber, the Protestant ethic was centered on a view of calling, the idea that one's faithful following of a job or trade was the focus of one's obedience to God. In the calling, Marshall continues, the world is accepted and sanctified, and hence, religious energy and asceticism, hitherto finding their highest expression in a monastic life, now find expression in the world of a trade. In 1996, Paul Marshall published a short history of this idea of vocation or calling, entitled A Kind of Life Imposed on Man, Vocation and Social Order from Tyndall to Locke. Tyndall is William Tyndall, who died in 1536. John Locke lived from 1632 to 1704. As Marshall worked on this book, he realized that while vocation was a theological concept, it's been explored in recent years more by sociologists, economic historians, and political theorists than by theologians. This is in large measure because of the influence of Max Weber in making the idea so central in understanding the modern world.
A lot of it goes back to the German sociologist Max Weber, a very famous book of his, The Protestant Ethic and the Spirit of Capitalism. And he maintained that the changes in Christian views of work with a new Protestant doctrine of vocation were a major feature in the shaping of the modern world. When he talked about capitalism, though, he wasn't thinking capitalism as distinct from socialism. He meant industry, factories, really modernity. And because of that, a lot of people have looked at the theme of vocation to understand how it shaped the modern world. Our views of time, of money, of duty, and so on. One of the things Weber maintained was that most people in world history, quite reasonably, when they'd got enough food and clothing and so on to see them through the next winter, then they would stop working.